Hi, my name is Stephen Norman. We are here today at the Lockleys Day Centre, where service users are currently losing services under the Fair Access to Care Service legislation introduced by Labour. And we're going to go into this centre today and we're going to speak to a number of users who we hope are going to send a message to Mr Blair on how they feel that this current legislation is affecting their lives. How long were you coming to Lockleys for?
31 years.
And how many days a week were you coming?
4.
And how many days a week are you coming now?
2.
And that's the direct result of Mr Blair's new legislation?
Yes.
What message do you want to send to Mr Blair?
Well, I'd like to ask him how he thinks his fair access to care when people will be getting stopped from coming to the day centre.
But Mr Blair says, oh, there's stuff out in the community you can access.
No, there is not. Yeah. And it's a question of needing transport to get to other places and things like that. It's not possible.
At 50 and up to 65, there's nothing in the community for people of that age.
You've seen a lot of your friends lose their day place under this new legislation that this government introduced. That must upset you a great deal.
It does, very much.
Most of my friends don't come anymore, so I don't have so many people to talk to.
65 and over, they're being sent over to the older people's homes, probably to sit there all day. So the younger ones are left here on their own, and they're not communicating with people of all different ages and all different disabilities, which we all wanted to be together.
Since I've been coming here in the past 9 years, I never, ever thought that I'd see people crying up here.
Crying?
Crying. Actually crying because they've lost their places.
Well, it is frightening, but I'm pretending. I'm just going on, not taking any notice. But it is frightening, really.
You've seen cuts in the centre in staffing levels. I believe there is currently going to be some closures of rooms. How is this affecting you?
There's hardly anything to do here because of the staff cuts. And they're not allowed to order stock.
As soon as staff go, they're not being replaced?
We can't take part in things like computers anymore because there's no supervision for the computer. To him, we used to do a magazine here, and we used to sell it to all the other users, but now that's all gone.
There used to be several people doing work in the woodwork and in the pottery, but that has now gone because of the cuts.
At the moment, I'm only here one day a week, Friday, and they're trying to take that away from me. This was a thriving little workshop 2 months or 3 months ago.
I've been coming here for 22 years, doing woodwork. We make coffee tables, well dressers, everything, wheelbarrows, garden stuff, all reclaimed wood. It's all reclaimed. We've had firms give us it.
We were paying our way easily. Plenty of money being generated by what we were making. And since they brought in this fair access scheme, it have just gone downhill. All that's gone. Well, as you can see at the moment now, everything have virtually stopped work now here. Power tools aren't being used. We've got no access really to anything.
Well, I think Tony Blair to say that what he's doing to people here and like the wood workshop is disgusting. Like, you know, it's a meeting place, it's a way of life. You know, we want it kept open.
This is a dining area at the Lockleys Day Centre in Bristol. As you can see, the users have sat down now to a freshly prepared meal. But plans for the future, for those that are staying and not losing their services, is microwave meals. Cheap microwave meals. It's a horrendous situation that's occurring.
Keep Lockleys open because, well, I enjoy working up here.
You're very angry, Vaughan, at being what's been done.
Yeah.
Do you feel you're being treated fairly, Vaughan?
No.
I'd like to ask Mr. Blair,
well, how he would feel if he had to go through what we're going through at the moment. We're undergoing a lot of stress, and it's not fair. How would he feel about it?
What message would you like to say to Mr. Blair about what he's doing to your life at the moment?
He's messing it up.
He's messing your life up?
Yeah.
Mr. Blair, Bab says he puts a lot of money into social services, into looking after...
Absolute nonsense.
Like to see where it is.
Ruth?
It's rubbish.
Tony Blair, I think, should get his head around the fact that this fair access isn't working for ordinary people. He should direct Bristol City Council, try and change it back to how it used to be, because they're playing about with people's lives, and it, you know, it's no good.
I would like to ask Mr. Blair, why is he destroying the lives of the elderly and disabled people when they do not deserve to be treated like this?
How do you feel by the fact that a government is forcing you with a physical disability to have to take to the streets to get justice?
I think it's dreadful. I don't think we should have to do this.
I'll continue to do whatever I can do to help reverse this situation.
Okay. I'm not going to let them close it.
So you're going to be fighting to the end, Marie, yes?
Yes.
I'd like Tony Blair to come down here, meet people in the building, see what we do, then go away, and then let us know that we can stay open.